By your power, you're the source of all honor. You assign to each his rank. You give to each his ministry. You remain unchanged, but you watch over all creation and make it new through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is your word, your power, and your wisdom. You foresee all things in your eternal providence and make due provision for every age. You make the church, Christ's body, grow to its full stature as a new and greater temple. You enrich it with every kind of grace, and you perfect it with a diversity of members to serve the whole body in a wonderful pattern of unity. You establish a threefold ministry of worship and service for the glory of your name. As ministers of your tabernacle, you chose the sons of Levi, gave them your blessing as their everlasting inheritance. In the first days of your church, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the apostles of your Son appointed 7 men of good repute to assist them in the daily ministry, so they themselves might be more free for prayer and preaching. By prayer and the laying on of hands, the apostles entrusted to those men, chosen men, the ministry of serving as deacons. Okay, guys, you can get a little closer. Just leave a little room there. Come, Holy Spirit. Therefore, Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son, give your Holy Spirit now to Robert Wayne Mayo. Yes. Fill him with grace and power. Make him a deacon in your church. Holy Spirit, release the grace and the impartation now. To represent your servant's heart in humility, compassion, and power, destroying the works of the devil everywhere he goes. Lord, look with favor on this servant of yours, whom you now dedicate to the office of deacon, to minister at your holy altar. Send upon him now the Holy Spirit, that he may be strengthened by the gift of your sevenfold grace to carry out faithfully the work of ministry. May he excel in every virtue, in love that is sincere, in concern for the sick and the poor, in unassuming authority and self-discipline, in holiness of life, and in signs and wonders. May his conduct exemplify your commandments and lead your people to imitate his purity of life. May he remain strong and steadfast in the grace that's in Christ, giving to the world the witness of a pure conscience. May he in this life imitate your Son. Lord, may he in this life manifest your Son, who came not to be served, but to serve, and one day reign with him in heaven. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I believe prophetically, and I'm going to invite others who have a word for you. That God has raised you up as a deacon for such a time as this. Amen. The reality is the timing is perfect, Robert. Amen. It's to happen right now. Hallelujah. For this congregation, for this diocese, for the church. Yes. You're to be a sign, and your life is to be a wonder of a true expression of the fullness of Christ, who lives his life with his heart in the dirt, with his mind resting in the heavenlies, who can heal the sick and raise the dead, who can get down in the dust of the broken and the fallen, never, ever, ever to minister condemnation, rejection. God's called you to be a sign and a wonder, to love his bride the way he loves his bride. He never walks away from her. He never turns his back on her. He never gets disgusted and refuses to speak to her. Even in her brokenness and fallenness, he comes and washes her feet, raises her up, speaks life into her. Your signs and wonders, Deacon. Who else has a word?
Deacon Robert, what has taken years in the natural to unfold, the Lord says, suddenly he reveals it.
Robert, what I'm receiving too is that your position right now of kneeling is a position of tremendous strength, because your position of kneeling before the Lord is that position of humility, and from that position the Lord is going to use you to raise people up.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to use you to lift burdens on the people through mm-hmm. this position of humility, kneeling before the Lord, because there will be a new power that the Lord will manifest through you as you remain mm-hmm. ever vigilant in worship before him in this posture of kneeling, for the Lord will release his greatness through you.
Amen.
To raise and to heal.
Yeah, I just believe that you're a pace setter. All of the clergy, all of us are going to be renewed in our calling to lead revival, to manifest the fullness of Christ. A revival deacon, Lord.
And as he comes under this authority, Lord, I know he knows this, but he's called to even go further out on the edge. It'll not restrain him at all, this new understanding of being under submission. But it'll be called even closer to the edge, to go out there, to break the mold in so many ways, but still be under authority. Thank you.
Robert, I saw you kind of floating around like in a bubble. And just the things that's been in your heart, there's a real empowerment that came. Just out of compound earlier, things coming together, all this in your heart, but the power's been released for you to do that. And you really are going to walk. I was getting that same thing, and it really signs and wonders, and then it's really like floating around in that bubble.
Amen.
It's just going to come so easy to you because it's just so in your heart. And
amen.
There's no shame, and you're not going to be afraid to go for it at all.
The very things that you were willing to lay down to be here today, kneeling before our bishop, are the very things God's going to see to it that you have.
Amen.
Robert, I just saw you just like driving a stake in the ground repeatedly. So I think what the Lord says, that he's created you uniquely to be that kind of guy, to just be passionate, to just go for it and just take a stand and just never flinch from that stand. And he's just going to empower you more and more with the wisdom to be able to do that.
Robert, may this stole be a constant reminder to you that you move under the yoke of Christ, that you carry the anointing of Christ, Robert, pray for everything that moves, expecting signs and wonders, and serve everything that looks like it's needy with a heart of humility.
Yes.
Kiss the cross. Okay. Take up your cross daily. Find yourself in Him. Deny all selfish longings. You'll find life, Robert. Preach the word. I don't have to be afraid of that with you, with boldness. I believe God's going to send you in the streets. You're going to preach the word. You're going to pray for the sick. You're going to serve the needy.
Hallelujah.
Receive this prayer book as a sign that God's called you first and foremost to be a person who lives behind the veil in the secret place, a man of prayer. Everything's going to flow out of presence. The more you cultivate His presence, the more His presence will be manifested and cultivated in you. Lord, thank you for these two and for their family.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the grace, Lord, to walk out now what you've called them to. May they walk in greater union with each other, greater joy in their marriage and their family than they've ever known before.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we break the power of any curses spoken over them about all the warfare. There's always warfare. Thank you that we serve a Christ who's an overcomer and isn't a defeated enemy. And the good news is that you've received grace tonight to do what God's called you to do. He gives you all that you need before He tells you to go do. You've received so that you can go achieve. Bless them, O Lord. Now I want you guys to bless me. Lay your hands on me. Pray for me.
Lord God, are greater than our ways, and your thoughts, Lord God, are higher than our thoughts. So I thank you, Lord, and I ask you to pour out, to continue to pour out your blessing and your grace upon our Babu, our grandfather, our father in the faith, of which is so easy to do and to serve and to, and the exemplary example he sets before us, Lord, as a bishop. We thank you. We thank you for the anointing that's on his life, and we ask you to increase that. Increase his capacity to receive from you, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, turn around. I want to be the first one to introduce to you the newest deacon in the One Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, the Reverend Deacon Robert Wayne Mayo.